spoke to Cronin today, and it sounds like he thinks he's ready to go. How did he look today?
I'm glad he thinks he's ready to go. I tell you what, that's a no comment. Dr. Clowney, he stayed at a Super 8 last night, or a Holiday Inn, whatever that commercial is. So anyways, I think he's looked better and better every day. I do believe that, but I wouldn't say that he's 100% sure for Sunday. I think that's something that we're going to have to see how he does tomorrow, and then we'll have to see how he is on Saturday. Really have to kind of measure that as the week goes on. But I do think he's getting better every day.
When you bring him back, whenever it is, and you're going to limit him to plays, what do you hope to see out of him when he does come back that first game?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you're wanting to see his conditioning level, because he hasn't played in a while. And, you have to be aware of that, that he hasn't played in a game in a while. I mean, it's different than running around on the track out there or practicing even. Game conditions are a lot different. You want to see how he's able to change direction, cut off the knee. I think running straight ahead is not a problem. It's more about when you're coming off of an injury like that, how are you cutting? How's your explosion when you push off the knee, things like that, off of that leg? So those are things that we'll look for. But, what I've seen in practice so far is that it's getting better in all those areas. So that's a good sign.
Is this injury something that if he makes the wrong move, it could get worse? Is it something that you worry about, the soreness getting worse if he plays on?
I think the answer to that would be, Tanya, that every guy in that locker room, especially veteran players, but any guy in that locker room that's played a good deal of football is always going to have soreness, especially in their joints. Whether it's their ankle joint or their knee joint or their elbow joint or their hip joint or whatever it is, there's always going to be some level of soreness, especially after a physical practice or after a physical game. So, we're always concerned for the player, if that answers your question. We always want to make sure we always have the player's health is number one in our mind, but we're never overly cautious about it because we know that there is soreness that's attached to playing the sport.